A House bill changing cruise ship wastewater discharge rules is on the fast track. The measure moved out of its first committee this morning. It has just one more panel to clear before heading to the House floor. The bill was introduced Friday by former House Speaker John Harris, a Valdez Republican. It would remove strict water quality standards set by the cruise ship initiative passed by voters in 2006. It would give that authority to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Ketchikan City Mayor Bob Weinstein testified in favor of the bill at today's Community and Regional Affairs Committee hearing.
The application of the standard imposed by initiative in the absence of practical and readily available technology will result in cruise vessels traveling outside state waters for discharge in federal waters. This will result in either less visits or shorter visits to port communities like Ketchikan, with adverse economic impacts upon us.
The bill has well-organized support. Representatives of Alaska's Chamber of Commerce, Municipal League, and Tourism Industry Association also spoke in favor, and 10 House members, including several leaders, have signed up as co-sponsors. Opponents include backers of the initiative that put the limits in law. Juneau's Kirk Hardcastle told the committee Southeast fisheries need strong protection.
For me, as a commercial fisherman, it's not the concentration. It's the volume. We're talking about a volume of discharge. That's 1 million people, possibly twice a day discharge, in Southeast Alaskan waters. That's more than the whole state of Alaska discharging in Southeast Alaskan waters.
About 1 million passengers cruise through Alaska waters every year. The bill would lessen discharge rules by allowing mixing zones, which dilute hazardous materials. Cruise lines say they cannot meet new standards for ammonia, copper, nickel, and zinc that take effect in 2010. They want state scientists, not initiative writers, to set those standards. Opponents of the legislation say the lines can meet the standards, in part by changing plumbing and water use practices. They also want more information about new research on pollution control equipment. State Water Division Director Lynn Kent has reviewed that research, which is being discussed at a conference this week.
We are not currently aware of treatment systems that are readily available to be installed on all vessels by the 2010 season that would produce effluent meeting water quality standards without the use of mixing zones. There are certainly shore-based types of treatment technologies that can do that, but they haven't been applied to vessels at this point in time.
The bill moved out of the committee on a 5-2 vote. The next stop is House Resources.